Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up? How's everyone doing? You are now in the world I'm ruling.
Adrian Hernandez and Lindsey Brown. The Playmakers, exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
Sometimes when I like literally don't have time to really plan out what I'm going to say, I don't know what's going to happen. And so I just start talking and then it starts going. And here we are back again on The Playmakers. Got the mic, you know, reattached to the arm.
Technical difficulties and all. We're here.
Seriously, though.
We're powering through on a Monday. This is how we're starting the week.
Mezcuddy Monday with the vibes, man.
No, 100%. But Lindsay over there, just a quick recap. Engineers, everybody walked in there. We're taped and we're ready to go, hopefully.
Yep.
We're
ready to go.
We'll pray to the hockey gods right now for this segment.
Yeah, absolutely. although they are raining down favors upon the Las Vegas Valley as of late, your Golden Knights are winners of five straight contests. Their latest coming last night in Vancouver in overtime. They made it interesting. They built up a 2-0 lead in that first period. We're pretty much all over Vancouver for the better parts of that first and second period. And the third period, they let the Canucks kind of sneak back in. Some penalties allowed that. A couple of goals that went off our own people. And what do you know? We're heading to overtime. And we even gave up a breakaway on like the opening faceoff. It was like, oh my God, this is an absolute disaster because, you know, Robin Leonard, he's just coming back from injury and he's terrible in shootouts, except he stopped that puck among many and was mostly great last night. And even when Marchessault slipped on a banana peel along the boards before going on a 3-on-1 or 2 in overtime where it was finished by Shea Theodore on the back door, it just seemed like the Golden Knights have done enough to earn themselves some bounces. And it's not just in the way that they're playing, it's who's out there as well. Because we can't just like discount the fact that Brady McNabb's back out there with his magical hips of destruction. And then number 23, Alec Martinez, who literally makes everybody's life and job so much easier and takes some heavy minutes away from our top defensemen, like Shea Theodore, like Alex Pietrangelo. Both scored last night. This is not a coincidence, my friends. But as I mentioned, Vegas was pretty dominant early in the first period. There was a huge shot disparity. He had a big couple of saves late from Leonard in that first period, including him, where I thought he did a great job of standing his ground and not being apprehensive in potential physical confrontation at the top of the crease. It's very easy for netminders to be pushed back in, especially coming off of injury. It's just your confidence isn't that high, but he wasn't yielding any space. He was challenging those pucks. He was staying in position. We even saw some different cycling down low below the goal line in the second period, on the second power play unit, which I really like because it reduces those turnovers in the high zone. But we need to get a little bit more aggressive, especially when it comes to actually putting the pucks to the net and getting that stream going downhill, because we can't just go around the outside. We have a tendency to do that and just look for a perfect shot. We're not looking for the perfect shot. But as I mentioned, the Golden Knights were pretty much golden until that second period. And then they battled back with a couple of grimy goals. And it's just huge to go on that little mini three-game road trip. And it was only two opponents between Seattle and Vancouver. And then we're facing Vancouver here at home on Wednesday. But you go 0 for 5, you know, a month ago, not even.
Exactly.
And then you turn this back around. You get some wins over opponents that you should. But we had been making mountains out of those molehills as of late. And so I'm very enthused by what we're seeing, especially from our netminders. Logan Thompson's been great. We've been singing his praises since he's been able to get some looks up here. And as I mentioned, Lentner, I thought, looked a lot better than I would anticipate someone who's coming off injury. And, you know, who knows? Like, they're doing what needs to be done and winning games and keeping pace. And so it's coming down to basically us, Edmonton, L.A., and then the Central Division.
11 games left, too,
yep,
by the way.
Yep. And so it's all you can do is take care of your own plate, and that's what they've been able to do. So they have Vancouver on Wednesday. They have another 3 days off here again against the Coyotes, then back up to Vancouver on the 12th before going through a little bit of a mini Canadian swing there. But I want to talk about a little bit of a larger hockey conversation here, Adrian, because what I saw over the weekend was a little disturbing. It's not anything that's necessarily new in the hockey world and settling scores and making sure people's confidence balloons don't get too big. But I think we really need to start looking at it for what it is, which, you know, I'm very hard on the NHL. And deservedly so, because they don't handle a lot of stuff correctly, Adrian, just straight up. They leave a lot left to be desired. But at the same time, this is a game that does a lot of self-policing. There's a lot of the consequences that lie at the feet of the league or the powers that be that actually have been ground into our bones from the very first days that we go to the rink. And what happened in the Arizona Coyotes and Anaheim Ducks game on Saturday night, again, not exactly the most unique of situations, where the Ducks are up 5-0. They're en route to their first win in 11 games, first and foremost. But they've scored a couple of goals with the Trevor Zegras and the Troy Terrys that, you know, it's the Michigan goal. We don't like it when we get scored on and be made a fool. And so when there was a moment to kind of settle a score, Jay Beagle decided to jump on Troy Terry and basically beat the snot out of him. And mind you, Troy Terry was here for the NHL All-Star game. He's having a career. Like, he's an all-star. He's on a superstar trajectory right now.
Yeah.
And Trevor Zegras isn't exactly a heavyweight either, but he's the most creative guy we have in this game right now. And, again, a driving force for a lot of these new imaginative ways that we're looking at this game. And the problem is that in the hockey world, in the hockey gods' written book of unwritten rules, there is an argument. Heck, there is even a privilege to those who fight or protect an individual ego over honor. This is what this fight is. Because there's audio of this scrum where there's nobody on the ice that's mic'd up. This is Arizona Coyotes commentary guy.
Yeah, this audio.
And it's the perfect encapsulation of what the mindset is. And you can't tell me otherwise, because I was raised in this damn culture, people. I know what kind of sickness this does to your brain and how it morphs shadows into enemies when they're really just trying to play a hockey game out there.
That's the problem sometimes with these young players. You want to embarrass guys and you want to skill it up, you better be prepared to get punched in the mouth.
Okay. That's true. This has happened in hockey for forever. But this is my challenge to the hockey people. This is my challenge to the hockey people who have their little ones in it right now, that are in high school right now, that are, you know, going to games and stuff. Because this isn't taught late in life. This is taught very early and very often. Protect your goalie, protect your people. And it's all true. But the thing is the minute you rally the troops, they're going to come, because we're trained to do it. But it's not always the necessary battle, right?
Yeah.
Like, why are you beating the crap out of Troy Terry? He had to miss the game on Sunday. His face is a freaking mess. You're down 5-0. Oh, these guys are laughing. These guys are chuckling at us on the bench. You're scoring on us, and they're not even that good. get over yourself, hockey players.
Yeah, you're going to get kicked out of the academy with this type of behavior.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And we protect behavior like this. We incentivize behavior like this. This is where it gets mixed in. Well, this is the fighting part. This is why fighting's so dirty. No, it's not. Fighting is necessary because you have to wash your hands. You have to have people that if I go out there and I'm big skating guy and I slash the wrists of Connor McDavid, I'm going to have hell to pay because a 2-minute penalty isn't going to do jack squat to me. Even a suspension isn't going to do jack squat to me because I ain't scared of that. I lose some money. But if Zach Cassian comes over and beats my face in, I'm going to think twice. Yeah. My subconscious is going to think twice on doing that on C. McD and probably on a few other star players. And that's why you need that self-policing in the game. But it's the self-policing of actions that's different versus going upstream and realizing what our actions are truly inspired by. Because I just, everybody's picked a side in the debate. There's the old school hockey people that are saying, you can't do that. You can't be a showboat. You can't do, I'm like, all right, no fun league. You don't like celebrations at all.
You in baseball.
And then you have the people that are like, well, they should be able to do whatever they want. They're just skill guys. Like, just let them run wild. They should be able to just like be those a-holes and run around. I'm like, no, everybody has room to learn some respect here.
Yeah.
But ultimately there's only one person that was attacking and punching a player who has literally never fought in their career. And neither, Jay Beagle's not a fighter either. But all of a sudden, this look of rage gets in there. And it's time to settle scores. And I get it. There's literally, in one of the books that I've read about trauma that I've quoted from here before, The Body Keeps Score, if your mind is emotionally activated, you logically cannot take over. This is a fact. And so I get how we get there. So how do we stop ourselves from getting there? We don't get offended when we're getting embarrassed. Because, first of all, they're unreal goals. And second of all, how about you play better in the first place?
Yeah, this is something that you can control.
Correct. And honestly, you're like, why is your ego so shattered by this? This is a type of ego shattering or ego protection that causes certain people to walk up on stage and do things. Right? I need to prove something that I'm a man or that I'm the alpha. And it has a cost. And this wasn't even a transaction that we were really even considering. We didn't want to buy this TV, but here you are, took your baseball bat and you hit it. Now it's ours. Now yeah. You broke it, you buy it, bud. Like I said, this is a hockey problem. This is a Jay Beagle problem. This isn't an NHL problem. This isn't a boys hockey problem. This is in the similar light where we were talking the can opener of I will do whatever it takes to show that I'm all in. And sometimes we don't need it. Sometimes you don't need to show that you're all in.
Yeah, not down
to prove
5
it.
Nothing.
Yeah,
not
it's down it's five just nothing. It's not it's needed. Just dumb. But hockey is just one of those games where the lines are so blurred, and that's why the people have the argument for the fighting too, because it's like, well, if you take it out, then maybe that height, that level of aggression, if you never reach that, then maybe everything else kind of, you know, decompresses on itself. But I don't think it's the same game then.
Yeah, no, it always baffles my mind as an outsider, quote unquote, just like how this is allowed and how this leads up to it in comparison to incidents in other sports. The one thing I did want to ask, though, is I noticed that, like, when he punched him, dude wasn't looking at him. He still had his gloves on. Like, yeah. Is that considered, like,
oh, yeah.
You don't
yeah,
let
yeah,
the man
yeah,
take
yeah,
off his
yeah,
gloves?
Yeah, no, like, that there's all these, you know, routines that you kind of go through when somebody is physically engaged in a fight. Like, if somebody hasn't dropped their gloves and they're unsuspecting, that guy's an a-hole that's going after him. You're like, yeah. Dude, I'm not here for it. But then people come back, well, he was asking for it. Mm.
That's a
great argument to make, especially in this day and age. They were just asking for it. Yeah.
Yeah, way to prove it.
But amongst other hockey things, as we kind of wrap up our hockey talk segment here, I'm going to be heading down to the Dollar Loan Center tonight for the first time ever.
The brand new one.
Your Henderson Silver Knights are going to be taking on the Chicago Blackhawks affiliate, the Red Hogs?
The Red
Hogs. Rockford Red Hogs. And so I'm really excited to go see what that building's all about. I haven't been in there yet. I used to live over there, and I haven't taken that exit since I've moved away. And so it's going to be very different, but I know that me and a bunch of other people here at the station are going to be heading down. Are you going to be joining us?
I can't because I'm a father, and I don't want to bring them to such dangerous things. Lindsay, I had this kid watching WrestleMania.
That's true. You don't want to have that violence, you know, seep into his brain. You want to make sure he knows what's reality and what's make believe.
Hey, so this is AHL, correct? The Henderson Silver Knights. In the AHL and in lesser leagues, as you get up to the NHL, like how do they view fighting? Like, is that still allowed?
When you're professional hockey, fighting's pretty much legal. It's legal in juniors in like Canada. For NCAA and college, not allowed, and you have to wear full cages.
And juniors is basically like AAU.
Yeah, it's like professional before you go professional.
Okay.
They only have to wear half shields.
Okay, and they can fight.
And they can fight.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it depends. There are regional differences and nuances, but that's what we're here to explore, all the different crooks and crannies of each and every locker boxing arena. We will stop at nothing to bring you the sports and the other things. And we're going to shift gears into basketball and talk a little bit about the South Carolina Gamecocks and their big time win.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.